Howdy and welcome to the 10-Week Bible Podcast. This is Week 8, Day 5. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're talking about something a little bit different. We're going to be talking about meditation and repetition. You can find show notes for this week at 10weekbible.com/John Week 8. Thanks for joining me on the podcast today. We're going to be doing something a little bit different today. We've already gone over John chapters 15 and 16, and they kind of logically fell into a four-day pattern this time. And so I thought I would spend our fifth day of the week talking about something a little bit different. But before we get started, I just want to encourage you again, read the book of John 10 times in these 10 weeks. You're going to be amazed at what happens when you just repeat getting his word in you over and over. But before we start, let's go ahead and pray. Lord, I ask that you would open our eyes and our ears to hear what you have to say to us from your word today. Lord, give us revelation of you. Lord, would you encourage us to chase after you with all that we are and all that we have. In your name we pray. Amen. Excuse me. This is going to be a relatively shorter podcast today because I just wanted to encourage you. Like I do every day, I want to go into a little bit more detail about this repetition. And repetition is so important, and it's something that I believe we lose. We've really lost a lot of this in the modern way that we think and we do things. The Bible is not something to be read and understood. It's something to be consumed over and over and over again. It really is our daily bread, our sustenance. It's not something that we can just kind of get in us once. You know, we read that passage and we've moved on. We read a commentary on it. We did a Bible study on it one time, heard a sermon on it. That's not how the Bible works. That's not how God intended the Bible to work. God intended for us to consume it, to eat it, for the word to be our sustenance. Literally, our spiritual life, the word should be our sustenance. And one of the most powerful things, and this is something that I encountered for the first time several years ago, and it's what spawned the 10-week Bible study series and kind of this process that I hope you'll engage with me on, that you'll go on with me. And that's reading a book of the Bible once a week for 10 weeks or even more. Go beyond that. But I think 10 weeks is a great place to start for that, because after 10 weeks, you're going to have the word of God in you so amazingly. It's just going to pop in your mind. You're going to be thinking about it all the time. And that's what I like to call the meditation principle of the 10-week Bible study, is when you repeat something, when you repeat reading the scripture over and over and over again, it's just going to get in you. And you're going to be amazed at how well it's in you. You're going to meditate on it without thinking about it. Before I talk too much about that, I want to jump into Psalm chapter 1. This is how David starts the book of the Psalms, and I think it's really important to understand this. This is Psalm 1. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. That right there, I think, is so powerful. And what David is talking about, he's talking about the power of meditation. And when you see law of the Lord, David is talking about the word of God. He's referencing specifically the first five books of the Old Testament, the law. But what he means in a general sense is the word of God. You could substitute that and say, blessed is he whose delight is in the word of the Lord and who meditates on his word day and night. You could interchange those two words. What David is saying is, blessed is that man who meditates on God's word. He's like a tree planted. I mean, he is well-watered. He's strong, able to withstand the storms. I mean, this is, you know, someone who's able to resist the temptation to go off into wickedness. He goes on to say that by the end of the psalm that there's judgment, there's destruction for the wicked who aren't planted in this stream, who aren't in this company, who delights in the word of the Lord. So delighting in the word of the Lord and meditating on it are two things that go hand in hand that lead to salvation, that lead to, not just temporary salvation. The Lord can come in and save us temporarily. He's talking about eternal salvation. He is talking about being in the presence of God for eternity here. And this meditation, a lot of people have the idea that meditation is some kind of Eastern mysticism or something like that. And that's not at all what it is. Meditation is not really something in the Christian sense. It's not something that you can kind of sit down and calm your mind and all that kind of stuff. That's not what the Lord wants. The Lord doesn't want us to try and sit down and do ohms and clear our mind and have him fill it. No, no. When we clear our minds, when we try and clear our minds, we are more open to the enemy getting in than we are the Lord. Think about all those times where you try and clear your mind, or you're just kind of left there with an empty mind and empty hands. And just like the old saying goes is idle hands are the devil's playground. Sitting and trying to clear your mind is not Christian meditation. Christian meditation happens effortlessly. It's because you have delighted in the word of the Lord and you filled your mind with the word of the Lord. It causes you to spontaneously meditate on it. And meditation is just kind of a deep thinking, like a pondering over and over, asking questions. What does this mean? What is this? That is the meditation that David is talking about here. We can't meditate on his word day and night unless we are so full of it. Unless we are so filled to the brim with God's word that it's the thing that pops in the front of our mind when we have an idle moment. When you have an idle moment, what pops in the front of your mind? Is it something going on at work? Is it your family? Is it football? Is it money? What is it that pops in the front of your mind? That's the thing that's consuming your mind. David is telling us here, if we fill our minds with the word of God, yes, we still have all of those cares. We still have all of those other things. Doesn't mean we can't have hobbies. Doesn't mean we should abandon our family. But if we fill our minds with the word of God over and over and over again, the thing that's going to pop to the front of our mind when we have that idle moment is going to be his word and not the cares of this life. And that's what we want. That's the peace. That's the joy. That's the power that God can give us through studying his word. So I encourage you, take this opportunity right now as we're going through the book of John in this series and commit to yourself that you're going to read the book of John once a week for 10 weeks. If you don't make it, that's okay. If you do 9, that's 9 times more than you would have. That's okay. Just set a goal and go for it. If you fall short, at least you accomplished more than if you had never set a goal at all. But I encourage you, set a goal to read the book of John or any book of the Bible that you want to read once a week for 10 weeks or more. And I guarantee you, it will radically transform your life because it will force you to engage with the Holy Spirit in questions about his word. And that's what's powerful. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the 10-Week Bible Podcast. I'm glad you joined me. As always, I appreciate it when you leave a review on iTunes, and I'd love to hear from you on my Facebook page. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and I'll be back next week with another day of the 10-Week Bible Podcast.